Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top. So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shah She Yisrael Oilu L'Regel, when Klai Yisrael were Oilu L'Regel, perhaps just for it means Yom Kippur, or all regalim, they were aimed in Sefufim. So they stood and it was very, very, very tight. They stood in a way that they were all, like, their feet weren't even touching the ground. Yeah, when they bowed, so they bowed and they had extra space. Even when they said Vidwei Rashi says, so the person next to them couldn't hear them. And they also, they went into the 11 Amos that were behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, my Gemara, what was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav coming to add when he said this thing that they extended into the 11 Amos that were behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which it seems like to be the opposite of what he's coming to say. He's coming to say that there was a nace and that there was extra space, and then he's saying something like very natural, that they went into this extra space that was behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what he means to say, that Afal Pishanim Shachan Echas Esrei Amo Achrei Beis HaKaparis, even though while they were standing, they went into these 11 Amos, so they would even filled up that area, and when they were standing, they had their feet off the ground. Still, when they bowed, they had a lot of space. And this was one of the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we learned in the Mishnah Avos, he said the Asara nisim nasu beBeis HaMikdash, that there was 10 nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one is le'apili yishim reich basar hakodesh. She never miscarried from smelling the basar hakodesh that she couldn't eat. Ve'yisriach basar hakodesh. It never happened that the basar of a carbon became spoiled. It was never a fly seen in the Beis HaMat B'chaim in the Azara, where they dealt with cutting up and the carbonis, and it was bloody and smelly, and you would think that there would be flies there, but no. There was a nace that there was no flies. He never became a balkari. This counts as 3, 5, 6, and 7. Is that the psul was never found in the carbon aimer, the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him, which Rashi says if a psul would be found, it would be irreplaceable. So therefore, there was a nace that happened that the psul was never found by any of these things. And nace number 8 is that Imdin Svufin the Mishtachim Revachim, this nace that we mentioned before, that they had space to bow. Vlihizik Nachash V'akrav Yushalayim Yailim. And nace number 9 is that a Nachash and an Akrav that were very common in Yushalayim still never happened that someone got hurt by them. And nace number 10 is Vlihamar Adam Lechavera Yitzarli Amokkaim Shalin B'Yushalayim. A person never said that the place is tight where we have to sleep in Yushalayim, both either financially or in space. A person never complained about it. So, fact the Gemara. So again, we brought this whole Mishnah just because we wanted to show that one of the ten isim was this idea of Aimdin Svuf from the Mishtachim Ravachim. But once we mentioned the Mishnah, so fact the Gemara, Pasach Bamikdash Vesai Biyushalayim, that I don't understand. You start off saying that there's 10 isim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you end off, the last two were isim that happened in Yerushalayim, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. This, that Nachash Va'akrav, that a person was never hurt by a Nachash and the Akrav, and then the 10th one that the person never complained about Tzarli Amakim. So those are about Yerushalayim in general, not about the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, because Yikatarti Achron Niyasa Mikdash, there's two other Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash that the Mishnah didn't talk about, which the Ritva explains is because they were so obvious, everyone knew about them, so the Mishnah didn't feel the need to list them, but really, and instead it listed two other Nisim that happened in Yerushalayim, but really of the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's these other two that the Mishnah left out. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Number one is Me'aylum Lokibu Gishamim Isha Asei Amarachot, that the rain never took out the fire from the Mizbeach. And number two is that Va'ashana Maracha Filka Rucha Shaboila Bais and Ashvis Bay, that the smoke of the Marach of the Mizbeach, that even if all the winds in the world would come and blow at it, a Maziza Saisem Kaima, it didn't move the smoke from its place, and the smoke went straight up, directly up, straight up, and it didn't go to the sides. That was the second of the missing two Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara Visulako, where there are no more Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, Vatani Rav Shmaya Bekalnevoi, Rav Shmaya in the city of Kalnevoi, in the place of Kalnevoi, he taught that Shivrei Klicharis Nevlam Bimkaiman. And there was another nace that when they broke the kalim that were used to cook the Kachay Kachim, and they had to keep it in the Azara, so you think that the whole Azara should be filled with tons of Shivrei kalim, but no, there was a nace that happened, and that they got, they disappeared. And Va'amar Abayin, Abayin said another nace that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, is that Amura v'Naitza, which is the parts of the Eilas Ha'if that are removed before burning the Eilas Ha'if, before the Akhtara. So those things. V'Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Eifer that was cleared off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'Dishan HaMizbeach HaMinaira, and the oil and the wicks that were cleared and cleaned from the Minaira. All these things were Nevelam B'Mkayma. They were all absorbed and disappeared in their place. So there was these two other Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So why didn't we count these two? So there's more than 10. Says the Gemara, "Psulei tlasa havu chashminu b'chad enechanami." That we already counted. We counted the different things that never became possible. That the Omer never became possible. The Shtei Lechem never became possible, and the Lechem Apanim never became possible. So we counted that as three. So instead, count that as one. So now Apik Trace. Now we took out two for now from our count. Va'ail Trei. Add in these two that we asked. That there was these extra two. That the Shivri Kli Chayres and these other things were disappeared in their place. So add in those two, and now perfect. Now we have exactly 10. Well, fracting where? No, because if you're going to count all of those things as one, those things that never became possible, because it's the same idea. So you're going to say count them all as one. Ihachis neblu nami treyhavu chashvenu bechad. If so, these things that they disappeared in their place, that we're counting as two, being that it's all the same idea, so that those also have to be counted as one, and if so, chasrulhu, it comes out we're missing one, it comes out we only counted nine nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're missing a tenth. Just as the Gemara, we found a tenth. Ikanami, achriti, there's a tenth one. The Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, the nes gadol hayunasu b'lechem upon him, there was a tremendous nes to happen with the lechem upon him, that tzilukai kisidurai, when they took it off, it was the same fresh as when they put it on. As it says, Lasum Lechem Chaim B'yayim Hilak Chay. So that was the 10th nes that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, was this about the Lechem upon him, that it stayed fresh the entire time. Even a week later, when they took it off, it was just as fresh as when they put it on.